This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Fridays used to be quiet and slow in the Biden administration. You remember when every day used to be quiet and slow in the Biden administration? We don't have that anymore. Now that Trump is president, Fridays are as jam-packed as any other day. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. So the president just wrapped up taking questions with the prime minister of Japan, but we paused it for you so we can listen in. A lot said here about U.S. steel, which is, of course, very important to Pennsylvania, undoing the pause on liquid natural gas, defense against China, a whole lot of stuff. The president's also set to sign some executive orders. So it's going to be a busy Friday, pre-Super Bowl weekend, obviously, and I think we're going to win on Sunday because it's Vince Papale's birthday on Sunday. So if you don't need him, and if there's not, and Saquon Barkley too, so I think we're going to be good. But anyway, what we're going to do to start the hour here is play some of the press conference with the president and the prime minister of Japan. A lot of very important, critical stuff here. We are streaming live on YouTube, so join the fun, join the chat, and we will let's dip in here and take a listen.
Thank you. Any questions, please? Peter?
President Trump, I have two on Doge. Elon Musk said today, I love Donald Trump as much as a straight man can love another man. What does the First Lady think about that?
Oh, I think she'll be okay with it somehow.
So, Democratic lawmakers are really upset that Doge engineers have access to these Treasury payment systems. The Senate Intel Council wrote letters to the files. They're saying that these systems are used to disburse trillions of dollars each year and contain everyday Americans' personal information like social security numbers, home addresses, bank accounts. Why does Doge need all of that?
Well, it doesn't, but they get it very easily. I mean, we don't have very good security in our country, and they get it very easily. And what we're doing, if you look at what has just taken place with respect to some of the investments that have been made on another agency that people have been talking about for years, but nobody did anything about it, it's absolutely obscene, dangerous, bad, very costly. I mean, virtually every investment made is a con job. There's nothing of value to anybody unless there's a kickback scheme going on, which is possible. And we're going to be doing more and more of that. We're going to be looking at Department of Education. We're going to be looking at even our military. We're going to be looking at tremendous amounts of money, Peter, being spent on things that bear no relationship to anything and have no value. We're talking about trillions of dollars. It will be, in the end, trillions of dollars being absolutely wasted and perhaps illegally. I would say certainly in many cases illegally, but perhaps illegally overall. And I'm very proud of the job that this group of young people, generally young people, but very smart people, they're doing. They're doing it at my insistence. It would be a lot easier not to do it, but we have to take some of these things apart to find the corruption. We found tremendous corruption.
So much corruption everywhere they're looking.
What do you think when you saw Democratic lawmakers trying to get into the Department of Education earlier today?
Well, I see the same ones. I see Maxine Waters, a lowlife. I see, you know, all these people. They don't love our country. They don't love our country. We want great education.
That's a lowlife.
So they rank 40 countries in education. We're ranked dead last. But the good news is we're number one in one category. You know what that is? Cost per pupil. We spend more per pupil than any other country in the world. You look at Norway, Denmark, Sweden, various countries all up and down, Finland, China does very well in education. And then you look at us. We spend much more money than they do per pupil or any other way. But we spend much more money than they do, and yet we're ranked this year, Biden's last year, congratulations, Joe, we're ranked dead last. So what I want to see is education. Number one, I like choice. We all like choice. But beyond choice, long beyond choice, I want to see it go back to the states where great states that do so well have no debt.
Good.
They're operated brilliantly. They'll be as good as Norway or Denmark or Sweden or any of the other highly ranked countries. They'll be, you probably have 35 to 38 states will be right at the top. And the rest will come along. They'll have to come along competitively. And by the way, we'll be spending a lot less money. And we'll have great education.
As far as DOGE talks about the cutting effort, one of the DOGE engineers was fired for some inappropriate posts. The vice president says, bring him back. What do you say?
Well, I don't know about the particular thing, but if the vice president said that, did you say that? I'm with the vice president. Thank you, Peter. Yeah, go ahead, please. Yes, red dress.
Red dress. Red rum.
Just how strong do you want Japan's military to be? And do you specifically hope that their increased military spending will deter China and North Korea? What did you talk about that today?
Well, I want our military to be the strongest. I also don't mind spending so much money on the military because we build it here. It's made in the USA, all made in the USA. We have, you know, I rebuilt our military during my first term. Did a great job. We left some of it behind in Afghanistan, stupidly. There was no reason for that, but it was still as much as it was. It was billions and billions of dollars, but it was a small part of it. But we're going to have the strongest military by far. We have great people. I want to congratulate Pete Hegseth for having gone through the gauntlet. He went through a lot, but he got through, and he's going to be a tremendous, I have no doubt he's going to be a tremendous leader. And other of the leaders sitting here, they're in their own fields. We're going to do something very, very, very great. And we expect great things. But I expect the strongest military by far in the world, far stronger than China, far stronger than anybody. And that's the way it is. Thank you very much. Would you like to ask a question, please? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
This is Hiramoto from Nippon Television. My question let me ask two quick questions.
Sure.
This is the first meeting between Mr. President and Prime Minister Ishiba. So what kind of impression do you have on him? And number two, do you have an idea or do you have a plan to impose tariff against Japan so far? Thank you.
I think that he is going to be a great prime minister. I think he's a very strong man, very, very strong. I have great respect for him. I've known him for a long time through a reputation. Shinzo Abe thought the world of him, and I think he's going to do a fantastic job as prime minister, a very strong person. I wish he wasn't so strong. I wish he was a little bit weaker than that, but that's what I got. I have to get strong guys all the time. He's going to be a great prime minister. I also, in terms of tariffs, I mean, we're going to have tariffs, mostly reciprocal tariffs, where we go with, and I'm going to be probably meeting on that Monday or Tuesday, have an announcement, probably a news conference, but probably reciprocal tariffs where a country pays so much or charges us so much, and we do the same. So very reciprocal, because I think that's the only fair way to do it. That way, nobody's hurt. They charge us, we charge them. It's the same thing. And I seem to be going in that line as opposed to a flat fee tariff. Okay? Yes, go, please. Please, go ahead. Why don't you go ahead?
This is the joint press conference with the President and the Prime Minister of Japan.
This is Ota from Yomiuri Shimbun newspaper. I have a question for Prime Minister Ishiba. So this is your very first summit meeting. What was your impression of President Trump? Were you able to build a good relationship of trust and confidence in Northeast Asia? There are many challenges, China, North Korea, and so forth. And with President Trump, what did you appeal to him, and what kind of understanding were you able to obtain? On the economic field, there is the acquisition of U.S. Steel, the buying Nippon Steel, and there are expansion of import of LNG. What were the communication discussion did you have with President Trump for the $1 trillion of investment from Japan to investment? What was his reaction? What about your communication on tariff front? This is the first time that I met with President Trump in person. So this was the first time meeting face to face. But for many, many years, I have watched him on television. So it was quite exciting. I was so excited to see such a celebrity on television, to see in person. On television, he is frightening, and he has a very strong personality. But when I met with him, actually, he was very sincere and very powerful and with strong will for the United States as for the whole world. I was able to feel that. This is not the sort of polishing or trying to suck up to him. For the world peace and for the regional stability that both of our countries need to play our role and make our endeavors and responsibility. As for the increase of our defense expenditures, it is not that we are told by the United States to do so. Japan, on our own decision and on our own responsibility, we need to increase our defense expenditures. But of course, we need to communicate and consult with the United States. But the responsibility is with Japan, and the decision is with Japan. Now, on the tariffs, that...
Let me mention...
If it is mutually beneficial...
You can just turn it down just a second. You just pot it down just a little bit. A couple... The suck up is really used in Japan. Yeah, he's not trying to suck up. That's funny. The key about this, which you're going to hear in just a second, is the massive investment made by Japan into U.S. steel. So it's not going to be owned by Japan or by a Japanese company. And the second part of this is they are thrilled that President Trump has lifted the ban on liquid natural gas so that Japan can start buying our liquid natural gas again. So Pennsylvania is winning big time with this relationship between Trump and the Prime Minister of Japan. All right, you just keep playing it. Don't stop playing it. You can just pot down the volume a little bit, but go ahead.
The U.S. Steel, as Mr. President says, it is not acquisition. It is investment. So the Japanese technology will be provided, and the better quality products will be manufactured in the United States, and the U.S. Steel will make products which will contribute not only to the United States and Japan, but also to the whole world. It is not one-sided. It will be reciprocal. It will be mutually beneficial. And I believe we were able to share on this, and that is the biggest result that I have seen today.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that U.S. Steel deal. So you're saying that is this a restructuring of the deal that's happening? And then will you approve?
They're doing it as an investment, no longer a purchase.
That's okay. Key.
I didn't want it purchased. Investment I love. And they're going to do a big investment, subject to getting the deal done.
And
they'll be doing a big
proof.
I'm okay with that, sure.
And for the Prime Minister, what was your argument to the President related to U.S. Steel? And one more on tariffs, Mr. President, if I could. You said on tariffs that you'd like them to be reciprocal back and forth. What was the reception from the Japanese Prime Minister when you said that or when you talked
about it? Well, we didn't discuss tariffs too much. We really discussed many other things, including the pipeline in Alaska, which I think is going to be maybe the most exciting thing with Doug and Chris. We discussed that at length, the pipeline. I mean, it seemed to be of great interest to them. We have potentially more oil and gas than in Saudi Arabia, just in Alaska. We have the most of any country in the world. It's a big asset.
Thank God. What a refreshing change, right?
We go to Venezuela. We go to other places to take oil and gas, and we have more than anybody. It's an amazing phenomenon.
What a refreshing change.
Over the last 4 years. Nobody understands it, including the people that were in charge of it. They had no clue what they were doing. So it was a big problem. They were surprised, actually, too. They were saying, why didn't they wouldn't sell them LNG.
Nope.
They wouldn't sell. Japan wanted to buy LNG, and Biden wouldn't sell it. And I'm trying to figure that one out. Maybe it was the environment. You might answer that question. He's curious about that himself, I think. Thank you.
You know, the LNG issue, too. I mean, I still can't believe the Biden administration never undid the ban on liquid natural gas during an election year when Pennsylvania was the state that everybody said you had to win. One of the dumbest political moves in history by one of the dumbest administrations in history, truly.
The current administration, I'm sorry, the previous administration was not allowing the LNG to be exported to us. I believe that President Trump, on the day of his inauguration, allowed us to resume this importing. I think this is something that is really wonderful for us. And
it's great for us, too.
As the country of Japan, we are interested in importing not just LNG, but also bioethanol, ammonia, and other resources.
We got the best ammonia.
Price, a reasonable price from the United States.
Love and our ammonia.
We also want to improve the trade deficit that the U.S. has towards Japan. So if we are able to buy those at a stable and reasonable price, I think it would be a wonderful situation. And for that, I am very appreciative to President Trump. And we also look forward to
liquid natural gas, baby.
And hope that it's a success.
I want to just say that on the ethanol, Iowa is going to be very happy. All of the Nebraska, all of our farm states are going to be very happy. They want ethanol.
I'd kill ethanol for me,
we'll
but hey, I'm not president.
To our farmers who I like and they like me, I think they're going to be very, very happy. We've opened the sale of LNG.
I hate ethanol personally. But
immediately, actually. We did it a few days ago. And China, right now, not only China, everybody wants to buy it. We have more than anybody, and they're all buying it. But Japan in particular, we're very happy that they're going to start immediately.
Good.
And we can supply it to the world, but we're supplying it
good.
To Japan. And they're
you know who's not going to be happy
right
about this?
In the
Putin.
Front of the line.
Russia.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Not going to be happy.
Go ahead.
Mr. Prime Minister, I have a question for you as well, but Mr. President, I'll start with you. Well, quickly to follow up on what Peter was asking, have you directed Elon Musk to review Pentagon spending, given it's the biggest
yes.
discretionary spending
yes,
in the
I have
federal
government? Yes, Pentagon, education,
just
all
about
of everything.
It.
We're going to go through everything, just as it was so bad with what we just went through with this horrible situation we just went through. And I guess 97% of the people have been dismissed. It was very, very unfortunate. You're not going to find anything like that, but you're going to find a lot. And I've instructed him to go check out education, to check out the Pentagon, which is the military.
Check it all out.
And, you know,
and then cut away.
Some things that are pretty bad. But I don't think proportionally you're going to see anything like we just saw.
FBI has turned over a list to the Justice Department of the FBI agents who worked on the January 6 rioters cases. Are you planning to fire the FBI agents who worked on those investigations?
No, but I'll fire some of them because some of them were corrupt. I have no doubt about that.
Damn right.
I got to know a lot about that business, that world.
This is why they're pushing Gash Patel off.
That world, that we had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically. Did you have a question?
Don't bring up surgery, though, Mr. President, please.
Are those the ones who worked on the January 6th investigation?
Talk up.
Are those the ones who worked on the January 6th investigation?
I don't know. I know we have some that are very corrupt and we don't like it. We're going to bring back the reputation of the FBI. Kash Patel is going to do a great job.
Damn right.
We're going to bring back the reputation of the FBI, which is
Democrats are playing games, though, with him, but he'll get in.
Over the last 4 years.
He'll ultimately get in.
You have just been meeting for the first time with President Trump. The last administration famously did not have hardly any, if at all, contact with North Korea. President Trump certainly did the last time he was in office. Would you like to see him resume that contact and also that in-person meeting that he had with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un?
Sure.
That is something that the United States needs to determine on its own, and it's not something that we should request. Having said that, but for example, in Vietnam or Singapore, the President of the United States, President Trump was able to meet.
Roger says, Rich, this isn't Mystery Science Theater. Please be quiet while the president is talking. I'm trying to learn something. So, Roger, this is my show. I'll do whatever I want.
President Trump is in power.
You don't have to listen. It's up to you. Your call.
If we are able to move towards resolving issues with the North Korea, I think it would be a great. And of course, for us, that includes not only denuclearization, but also resolving the abductee issue. And so, not only the victims of the abductees, but also their families, too, are aging. And so, our time is limited. So, if the President of the United States, if President Trump is able to resolve this issue, we do understand that it's a Japan issue first and foremost. Having said that, we would love to continue to cooperate with them.
It's actually a good question, and we will have relations with North Korea and with Kim Jong-un. I got along with him very well, as you know. I think I stopped the war. I think if I wouldn't have won that particular election, you would have ended up in a very bad situation. But I did, and we had a good relationship.
Oh, Roger's triggered. See you, dude. Maybe if you showed up at work maybe 2 days a week, you lost a listener. Bye-bye. Oh, Roger, don't be a snowflake, man. I'm joking around with you.
A bad thing, and I can tell you,
man up, dude.
Likes the idea because their relationship is not very good with him. And if I can have a relationship with not only him, but other people throughout the world where there seem to be difficulties, I think that's a tremendous asset for the world, not just the United States. Go ahead.
I have a question for you and for the Prime Minister as well. Mr. President, I wonder what you make of the criticism from Democrats that these staff reductions, the cuts that Elon Musk and Doge are doing are an unlawful power grab. And is there anything you've told Elon Musk he cannot touch?
Well, we haven't discussed that much. I'll tell him to go here, go there. He does it. He's got a very capable group of people. Very, 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 very capable. They know what they're doing. They'll ask questions, and they'll see immediately as somebody gets tongue-tied that they're either crooked or don't know what they're doing. We have very smart people going in, so I've instructed him go into education, go into military, go into other things as we go along. And they're finding massive amounts of fraud, abuse, waste, all of these things. So, but I will pick out a target, and I say go in. There could be areas that we won't, but I think everything's fertile. You know, we're a government.
Yep.
We have to be open. And as an open government, I don't know, I guess you could say maybe some high intelligence or something. and I'll do that myself if I have to. But generally speaking, I'll just say go. But he will be looking at education pretty quickly, and he will be looking at military, too.
Excellent.
You know, the bulk of federal spending is Social Security, Medicare, programs like that. Would you like to see him look at those programs as well?
Well, they don't really have to be looked at by him. They can be looked at by us. Social Security will not be touched. It'll only be strengthened. We have illegal immigrants on Social Security, and we're going to find out who they are and take them out. We have illegal immigrants and other Medicare. We have we found a lot of bad people, a lot of people that shouldn't be on, that were put on through California. They come, a lot of them come out of California.
Ton of fraud.
We're not going to stand for that. So we're going to strengthen our Social Security, etc. We're not going to touch it other than to make it stronger. But we have people that shouldn't be on, and those people we have to weed out. Most of them, or many of them so far, have been illegal immigrants. They shouldn't even be in the country. Do you have a question for the Prime Minister?
I do. Mr. Prime Minister, the President's affinity for tariffs is well known. If the U.S. places tariffs on Japanese imports, would Japan retaliate?
By the way, I've been at work all 5 days this week, for the record.
I am unable to respond to a theoretical question. That's the official answer that we have.
That's a very good answer.
Smart answer.
Very good answer. Wow.
Damn right.
That's very good. He knows what he's doing. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry, Roger. Sorry we lost you. I'm going to try my best to get through the show without you today. But anyway, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. I'm very glad you're here. And obviously, this is a big, big Friday. And yes, I've been here all 5 days this week. Not next week, because I do have to get operation number 3 on my foot. But nevertheless, lots to get into today. You heard the president reference the Department of Education. So Maxine Waters, who is, I think the president called her a lowlife, I believe is what he said. Yeah, she's out there blocking the Department of Education, harassing the security officials outside. We've got the audio of that for you. And something else that's amazing about today, the big balls. All right, the media's fixation with big balls. I'll explain. Now, it's not the Super Bowl, but we'll talk about that, too. And, yes, obviously, it's Friday. Wearing my Eagles gear. We're excited. Super Bowl Sunday coming up. We're very, very excited about that. But it's all good stuff. So we got a big show for you. Paul Scanlon's going to come by at 4 o'clock. She was at the White House this week when the president signed that executive order saying no more bio dudes competing with women in sports. So bravo to that. Paula was there. She's been a fighter in this effort. So that's fantastic. And the deputy White House press secretary making his debut on the show today. Very, very cool. So we got a lot of great stuff. And I'd love to hear from you on your thoughts on the Super Bowl this weekend. So feel free, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. And yeah, you know, Road Warrior's got a good point here. I mean, for all the grief I've given Road Warrior, and he hasn't left, like, Roger, man, come on, buck up, dude, come on. I've harassed Road Warrior so badly, I'm surprised he doesn't have a restraining order at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, Roger, come on. That's nothing compared to the grief I put Road Warrior through. And will probably today, as a matter of fact. Or Matt DeSantis, my own executive producer. I've said far worse to him than what I've said to you, Roger. No offense.
I think there's real debate as to who gets it worse, me or Road Warrior. It's one
it's
or the other.
It's a good debate. I'll give you an example. Right before the show went on, they said, Matt sends a text. This is a true story. I'm going to read this text exchange. Matt says, do you want Sean to pause the Trump stream? I said, sure. He says, so we'll start 5 minutes behind what's going on live, but we can extract more content out of it. I said, excellent idea. He said it was Justin's idea. All credit goes to him. Ha ha. I wrote back, I figured. I didn't think it was Matt's idea. It was a great idea. Therefore, I did not think for a second it was going to be Matt's idea.
It's very insulting.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, Roger, that's not like nothing. If you're to quit after that, man, you can't be in the Zeoli army if that's what it takes for you to be to, like, you just quit because I busted your chops. Also, not only do you lose your man card for that, but I only like people I bust, so now I can't bust you anymore since you're just going to quit and run home. That's a shame. Well, we'll do our best to get by. We'll try. We'll manage. Somehow we'll manage. But, I mean, if that's your definition of, like, you know, busting chops, dude. We got it. We got to talk about this. I love it. I really do. I love it. So that's great. Let's see. I got to just read this tweet real quick. All right. So Maxine Waters is a lunatic. All right, but J.D. Vance, speaking of guys who have some stones here, and thanks to Scope for sending this to me, I don't worry about my kids making mistakes or developing views they later regret. I don't worry that much about trolls on the internet. You know what I do worry about, Ro? That they'll grow up to be a U.S. congressman who engages in emotional blackmail over a kid's social media posts. You disgust me. That's Vice President J.D. Vance responding to Congressman Ro Khanna, who says, are you going to apologize for him saying normalize Indian hate? And J.D. Vance says, racist trolls while on the internet, while offensive, don't threaten my kids. You know what does? A culture that denies grace to people who make mistakes. A culture that encourages congressmen to act like whiny children. I cannot overstate how much I loathe this emotional blackmail pretending to be concerned. My kids, God willing, will be risk takers. They won't think constantly about whether a flippant comment or a wrong viewpoint will follow them around for the rest of their lives. They will tell stupid jokes. They will develop views that they later think are wrong or even gross. I made mistakes as a kid, and thank God I grew up in a culture that encouraged me to grow and learn and feel remorse when I screwed up and offer grace when others did. And then he ends it by saying to Carson Ro Khanna, you disgust me. Bravo. Well said. I agree. Bravo. All right. We got a lot to get to. It's going to be a big show today. Dr. Mike Veneria is the big story sponsor. He's going to give you a great smile. And we do have so much to smile about. I'm telling you, I mean, what a week, right? What a week. What a word. Well, I mean, the last couple weeks have just been amazing. So go see Dr. Mike today for your perfect smile. Go to VeneriaDental.com, VanariaVeneria, VeneriaDental.com. It's pre-Super Bowl Friday edition. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Man. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, the lefty tears out there today. Oh, it's great. Great. They're just so, they can't believe what's happening. They cannot believe what's happening as President Trump is just taking a freaking chainsaw to the government and spending. And they're so terrified of what's going to be exposed. Let me tell you exactly what's happening right now. The reason why they're all freaking out is because we are exposing. They are going to expose so much corruption. They are going to expose how all of these federal agencies are corrupt and have been using slush funds. And the extent of this corruption is going to blow our minds. We are just beginning to scratch the surface of this. And I'll tell you why this is so exciting. There's an old saying, an old Italian expression, revenge is a dish best served cold. right? So think about President Trump getting his revenge, which is something that the left warned us about during the election. He gets in there in 2017, and immediately all of these fake Republicans start trying to undermine his administration, and they all work to protect the deep state. And he doesn't know. How could he know? He didn't come from Washington. He wasn't a senator. He wasn't a member of Congress. I mean, he's this business guy who comes to D.C., and he admits this. Walks in there. Had no idea. They were able to bring down his presidency. Think about this. The coordination among the deep state, two impeachments. One of those impeachments, by the way, was about Ukraine. A little bit later in the show today, I'm going to remind you of something that you know, but I'm going to remind you of this, which is that Ukraine, the slush fund around USAID, the United States Agency for International Development, is what Biden used as the bribe to get Ukraine to stop investigating his son's company, Burisma. And when Trump started digging into that, they impeached him because they were so worried about what he was going to uncover. So they impeached him to just shift everybody away from looking into all this stuff. Years later, the FBI and the CIA and all these other intelligence hacks would go in there and they would lie about the Hunter Biden laptop and influence the election, rig the election, and help bring down Donald Trump's presidency by not telling the truth about Joe Biden and his corruption. Now, this time around, this Trump 2.0, the revenge, I love this revenge. Bring it. Bring it on behalf of the American people and the taxpayers. Good. Get in there and shine a light on all of this and expose it. And just this week alone, I mean, think of the bonkers stuff we've learned this week about the spending. But don't get distracted by things like transgender operas in Ireland, as funny as that is. The truth is, the real scandal here is how much of our money was being sent overseas to do the bidding of the left to undermine America, to help our enemies, and ultimately, all under the guise of quote-unquote aid, was ultimately done to expand the power of the deep state. And this proxy of the CIA, this United States Agency for International Development, which, by the way, at one point, Bill Clinton and his State Department wanted to get rid of, is just the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to find out here. And no agency is immune from this. I can't wait till Pete Hegseth looks into the Pentagon. I can't wait till Doge goes into the Pentagon and takes a look at all this. And the way you know that we're onto something, the way you know that President Trump is onto something is the way the left is reacting with their meltdowns and their screaming and all the other things that they're doing right now, trying to block doors, chaining themselves to federal buildings, all their nonsense. That's how terrified they are of the truth coming out. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. It really is. It's a beautiful thing to watch. Judge people by their hysteria. Judge people by their hysteria. So now Chris says that revenge is the dish best served cold is a Klingon phrase, not Italian phrase. I disagree. I mean, I know it is an Italian phrase, but I wasn't a Star Trek kid. So that's true, though. I mean, the Wrath of Khan. That's a good point. You're fair enough, but maybe they got it from the Italians. I'm just saying this, you know. I'm just saying. Let's see here now. I guess Roger has changed the direction of the show. Karmatic Revenge is listening today. I was with Roger. Shut the F up for 5 minutes so we can hear the president. Unlike Roger, I won't quit listening. However, I'll stick around to tell you to shut the F up again when it's needed. You can tell me to shut the F up all you want. I'm not going to listen. Listen, a lot of people have tried over the years to tell me how to run this show. Hasn't worked out so well for them, and yet I'm still here. I'm just saying. Maybe I know what I'm doing. Maybe not. Who knows? And this is another tweet. I actually retweeted this. This is good because this guy said today, what did he say? He said, Chris Woodson, Rich, you just gained a new listener. So give at Chris Woodson a follow. My friend was with me and heard how you handled Roger and was so impressed. He's going to start listening to your show every day now as well. Hashtag see you crying Roger. Hashtag crying Roger. Roger's got his own hashtag. Look at that. You can tell me how to do the show. I just do whatever I want, and I don't even, it's not like I plan any of this, you know what I mean? So, you like it or you don't. I don't know what to tell you. Because some people be like, don't play the press conferences, they're boring, talk over the press conferences, people hate Matt's Lab, people love Matt's Lab. I can't please everybody, so I just have to please one person. Me, and hope you like the show. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. But man, Roger did go. I mean, he took his ball and ran home, huh? Somebody should check on him. I'm worried about him now. Right?
I like Roger. Anybody that complains about you is okay in my book.
That's in your DeSantis' book. Matt DeSantis is Roger, by the way. Are we so sure that Roger isn't Matt's code name just to go on and complain and act like I'm losing listeners, hemorrhaging listeners left and right? That's funny. That's very good. Come on, people. You got to laugh in life. We'll all go insane. You know that. You don't get, I get more grief from the people that I like than the people I don't. That's for damn sure. And I give it back as much, too. All right. So, but Max, can I just play Maxine Waters before we go to break? She's crazy. I think, what did the president say? She's a detestable human being. Is that one of the things he said about Maxine Waters?
Something along those lines, yeah.
Something. And by the way, Roger, not for nothing, I've been here all 5 days this week, all right? So that's a big deal. This is the first full week I've worked in a very, very long time. It's a big deal. We should have a celebration. Got my pick line out last night. The nurse came, took it out, started the oral antibiotics. Next Friday, go under the knife again. But I'm still here right now, all right? So, and one more thing I'll say about Roger. There's an old saying, I believe it's a Klingon saying, it's called man up. I believe it was Ratha Khan who said that. I think it was maybe Genghis Khan. It might have been Genghis Khan who said that. Just said man up. And we could say man up again. It used to be person up. You know, till Trump got in office, it was person up. But now we can say man up again, all right? Man up or woman up, but there's no more Z up. Z-zer up or they them up. We're not doing that nonsense anymore, all right? Man up. Where's Maxine Waters? Oh, yeah, this is Crazy Maxine, a detestable human being. Cut number two.
Look them in the eye. Come on, hold your face up. Look at them. Let them see you. This is him. Look at it. What's your name?
ID.
Tell us your name. Give me that ID again.
I showed you the ID. I showed it to you.
So what?
I showed you the ID.
You do what?
I showed you the
Could
ID.
Could you let me see the ID again?
No.
Huh?
No.
Will someone else ask him for the ID? Will you ask him for it? He won't let me see it again. You didn't see it.
That's Crazy Maxine accosting the security guard outside the Department of Education demanding a CID. Now, if somebody did that at a polling place, Maxine Waters would have that person killed, all right? They would have that person arrested and sent to Gitmo. Just pointing out the hypocrisy of that, all right? All right, we got a lot to get to today. It's going to be a busy show. Our buddy Paula Scanlon's going to join us. How great was it for her to be at the White House with Riley Gaines as President Trump signed the executive order saying bio men cannot play in women's sports? You bet. We'll talk about that. Harrison Fields, White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary and Special Assistant to President Trump, will be on the show a little bit later today as well. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Story of the day. Trump is signing an executive order to bring back plastic straws. That makes me so happy. Paper straws were the stupidest thing ever. First of all, they're freaking paper, so they dissolve in water because they're paper. And there's so many chemicals on them, too. That came out recently about all the chemicals on paper straws. So good. Good riddance to the paper straw. Bring them back. Now bring back plastic bags, too. Plastic bags. And don't give me the stuff about microplastics. That's a totally different thing. But anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Confederate Mark, Roger should please hush it. Some of us want to hear from America's foremost political consultant. Thank you very much, Confederate Mark. And Dolly Madison on the YouTube chat says, we love you, Rich. Well, I love you right back. I love each and every one of you who are saying nice things right now. And if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, baby. That's what Mama Zioli would say, right? That's Mama Zioli's. Next, Chris Ippolito says next Friday, the Roger Show. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, Chris. I'm not sure about that. I am trying my best to take listener suggestions, really. So send them to I don't give a flying at Gmail. I'm sorry, I can't get the email address here. Let's see. Yeah, Chromatic Revenge. I was with you. I never listened to you until today. I was with Roger on Shutting Up for 5 minutes so I could hear the president. But Roger needs to grow a pair. Apparently, he's not Elon Musk's big balls hire, huh? LMAO, you do you, Rich. I'll still be here to complain. That's all right. Feel free to complain. I like it. Complain away. And Connie, yes, 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 yes. Way to go, Roger. No, look. I could just turn it over to the president, but if I do that, I'm not going to say anything because this is going to happen every day for the next 4 years. I did this through afternoon drive in his first term, and he'll have press conferences and he'll have Oval Office addresses, and sometimes I don't say anything. But I mean, honestly, the low energy prime minister of Japan, do you really want to hear the? I know that the greater Chris thinks the translator sounds hot, but beyond that, though, I mean, most of the time I really talked over the translator. I'm just saying, you know? And I'd already heard it, so I knew if I was talking over something, it wasn't that critical to you because I listened to it before I actually went on the air. So just trust me. We got this. Don't worry about it. We got it. But we're going to have this for the next 4 years where Trump's going to dip in with press conferences, Oval Office scrums, and all kinds of other things. And I mean, I could just turn it over to him, but they also pay me to talk and do analysis. And so I got to do all that, too. So we try to do a little blend to make it all work. Now, Maxine Waters is a crazy human being, but they're all nuts right now. They're nuts. You know what it is, too? You're watching a party. I mean, I've never seen a meltdown like this in my life. And there's no leader. Think about this now. There's no leader. I tell you, though, you know, yeah, that's right. Sharon Kennedy. Roger's getting more airplay than the president. That's right. Very good. That's very funny. Well done. Now, you know who wants to be the leader of the Democrat Party is Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Obviously, he wants to be the leader of the Democrat Party. You notice how quiet this guy's being on the national stage right now? I mean, he's doing his usual grandstanding, about protecting Punxsutawney Phil. And if you look in Pennsylvania politics, he's making moves. He wants to just try to stay out of this right now and keep his head down, let the crazy people all speak up, and then he hopes to run in 2028. And he'll lose. He'll lose because unless you leave that crazy party behind, you're gonna get the brush of this. This party is too nuts. The Democrat Party needs to go the way of the Whigs. It really does. It can't. I'm surprised it hasn't been canceled yet. The party is slavery, for God's sake, and they're still around. But now they're the party of super nutbags, of the utmost nuttery. I've never seen like this before. And they're all so worried about their corruption and their slush funds and everything else showing up and coming out. They're so worried about this. I've never seen people so terrified before of my life of having the truth exposed about their corruption, because they know that Trump is going to do this. They know that Trump is actually going to deliver on this promise. Here's more of Democrats storming the Department of Education, getting blocked by a security guard who won't let them come in. Shut it down. Shut it down. The president ran on this. Linda McMahon's job is to shut down her own department. I love that. I love that. Linda, your job is to put yourself out of work. Bravo to that. But listen to these Democrats and their histrionics here. Their theater. Cut number one.
Right now, you're looking live at the Department of Education. Members of Congress, they're being denied entry into the building. The doors are locked. There's a security guard there. I'm guessing that's who's in the brown, tan-looking shirt, but we don't know for sure. They're having a tense conversation.
A brown shirt, get it?
You're not doing our job. We're trying to say. I kind of want to listen in for a second.
Show them your ID.
Were you told to stand here, or did you decide to stand here and block members of Congress from entering the Department of Education?
We're allowed in there.
Members of Congress.
Maybe he doesn't understand.
A private security contractor is making the decision to block members of Congress from a public access entrance.
You have the authority as a private security contractor to block members of Congress.
It's Paul Blart Mall Cop. That's who it is. All right, let's stop this right here. Let's understand something here. First of all, the Department of Education is part of the executive branch of government. But you know what you need to get into any federal building is an ID, which is ironic because if you don't have an ID, you can't get in. Yet if you try to bring up voter ID or ID for voting, Democrats will scream at how racist that is. But last time I checked, the Department of Education is a building in the executive branch. Members of Congress can't just walk in. But let Paul Blart Mall Cop do his thing, all right? We'll have more details on this as the show goes on today. Paula Scanlon's going to be here next. She was at the White House the other day. She's been fighting for the ability of women to just be women. I'll put it that way, pure and simple. We're streaming live on YouTube. Join the fun. Join the chat on X at Rich Zeoli. What exciting times we live in. I'm loving this time. I really am. This is the best. The Friday before the Super Bowl. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.